TE5, TFJ, Delta Mike 95.
Yeah, November 8, Romeo Oscar is Kilo 05, Golf Foxtrot Julia.
Kilo Echo 5, Golf Foxtrot Julia. Let me get the call straight. It's Kilo Echo
5, Golf Foxtrot Juliet. Affirmative, Humphrey. Golf Foxtrot Juliet. Back to you. Okay, John here on this end up in the Texas Panhandle. I think Ron there, is that right?
Yeah, Roger, Roger, John. We've talked on many different occasions.
Good to hear from you, John. How's your weather on the Panhandle,
Ron? Oh, it's just beautiful. About 75 and not a breath of wind. We don't get that very often. Okay, Roger, Roger. That sounds very nice. We still had a little rain this morning, but it stopped raining, and the skies are trying to clear up, and the temperature is very nice. It's probably low to mid-70s, all right?
Sounds like we got about the same temperature. We could use
some more rain, but actually we've done pretty good. We've had
about 3.5 inches in the last 2 weeks, so we're feeling pretty good.
Hey, y'all, Roger, Roger, that sounds right. For us, over the past week, we've probably somewhere between 6 and 7 inches, I would say. So we're catching up a little bit on our drought conditions. We could probably stand for it to quit raining for a week or so, but we're still going to be looking for rain in the future, over.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, we've actually had more rain since January than we had all of last year,
so we're feeling like maybe our crops will pick up and make a little, make something this year.
Yeah, Roger, I understand that completely. Well, I'm pulling for you. I hope you get it.
It's been a tough year all over the state, tough several years all over the state as rainfall goes.
We got a lot really to ultimately make up. I'm not sure we can do it. How's everything else going for you, over?
I've gone okay. Just staying busy. You know, I had to take an early retirement, but seem like I stay busy all the time. Went to Hampton Saturday and didn't intend to buy anything, just there to visit. They had a silent auction, and guess what? I walked away with a whole Collins Station KWM2, and I got it cheap enough that it didn't, it was a good, really good deal, but I didn't intend to do that.
Well, that's the way it works sometimes. You don't really plan on that, but if you made a good buy, it sounds like a good deal to me. I'm happy for you, over.
Well, I kind of collect the cards for a friend, and a 75S3 and a 62F1, which is a 2-meter transverter. They're pretty rare. I traded a lawnmower and a couple of new lawnmower motors for those. And then I bid $500 on this KWM station. It even has the external BFO, which is another rare piece of Collins. And the value on those is somewhere around $2,000. I just did it for fun, and sure enough, nobody else bid on the darn thing, so I was pretty happy with it.
All right, John, that sounds right. I'm very happy you got such a good bargain.
Hope you can get all that piece together and get it working properly, or turn around and sell it, make some money, either way, whatever you want to do with it. So that sounds very exciting. Are you headed off to the Dayton Ham Vision, over?
No, I haven't been to Dayton. I'd like to go sometime. I'll make it, I probably should this year. Would be probably the year to go, but
what to do with that stuff. My wife likes option two, sell it and make some money, but I like option one, play with it for a while.
I understand completely. Well, maybe you can have your cake and eat it too. Play with it for a while and, you know, have some fun at the tour and sell it and make some money over.
Yeah, I hope this isn't, I haven't put it all together, I hope it's in good shape. Cosmetically, it's just almost mint, and then, you know, it looks, the chassis and everything looks great. So I'm hoping electrically it's okay. It belonged to a doctor that has collected a bunch of equipment and then just decided to get out of the hobby and get it all in good shape.